Kenora, with the largest crowd for a Kenora Gateway Co-op meeting in attendance in recent memory. A vote was held at Rainbow Hall regarding a motion to remove currently elected Kenora District delegates and elect a new Kenora delegate body. The November 7 special meeting was called to order by Lyle Olson, meeting chair. "Good evening," said Olson. "It's good to see such a large turnout with so many interested in our co-op." After the minutes from the previous Gateway AGM were read, a question was raised from the floor regarding the recent change in delegate numbers for the Kenora District. "Delegates are elected to be the voice of co-op members," Olson explained. "Before March 22, 2023, Kenora had 10 delegates. At an all-delegates meeting, the decision was made to reduce Kenora to 5 delegates, same as the other regions. The decision was made that Kenora delegates would make the necessary changes to cut Kenora's delegate number down to 5. Olson added that due to circumstances such as some Kenora delegates stepping down from their positions, that number was actually reduced to 4, with one vacancy. A comment from the floor stated, "This motion is disrespectful to our present delegates," which sparked an enthusiastic round of applause. George Stinka stepped to the microphone to share his support for the motion. "Kenora was the birthplace of Gateway Co-op by pioneer visionaries," said Stinka. "Co-op delegates adapted the delegate system. Members elect delegates, who elect board members, who elect the CEO or general manager. Kenora District elected 10 delegates, who chose 2 board members. Other districts had 5 delegates. That system worked well until the spring of 2023. Stinka was interrupted by a remark from the floor, "We did not come here tonight to hear the history of the co-op movement." But Stinka continued, "The Kenora delegate number was cut to 5. Our delegates supported this without bringing it to the all-body delegates. My question is, what authority did they have to do this?" The vote for the special resolution proceeded, with a minimum of a two-thirds majority required for it to pass. After a vote tally of 41 votes for, and 52 votes against, the motion was defeated. "Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites. Bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link."